I didn't want to say the same thing that I said last year. So I decided to listen to what I said last year to make sure we don't repeat what we said. And I'm listening at the beginning. I mentioned how the beginning of a winter's month, regardless of whether you're in Kollel or you're going to work or whatever it is that you're doing, it gives a certain amount of routine and schedule. And after the Yom Neroim, which is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, the whole Ben Azmanim, the whole time, it's even after the summer, we didn't have so much time in between the summer and Yom Tovim. It gives a little bit more of a routine, and now's the time that a person could really implement that which he wanted, that which he was makabel on himself during the Yom Neroim. Because it's not always so easy. They say the difficulty of being makabel something Yom Kippur is that the very next day is Ben Azmanim. So you want to put it into play, you might be with chazik, but then your whole routine, your whole schedule is really out of whack. So in a chanam, your kabbalah should start from maybe the first day of the zman. First day you get back into routine. And that's really, the winter affords a person 5 months, 6 months of basically the same schedule every single day. And he has the yicharis to really work on the things that he really wants to work on. It's also, it's without the lachat of Yom Neroim. Yom Neroim gives a certain lachat, and a person is makabel something, he feels he needs to be makabel something, he feels he needs to move better, he doesn't know exactly what he should do, he's makabel. Here's the time to think about it a little bit more without the lachat, without the pressure, and to try to work on implementing it. Not to just, okay, we passed by the Yom Neroim, and that's it, we'll wait till next year. Some people we ducked under the radar, we passed through, breathe a sigh of relief, and now we're good till next year. Which, it happens to be that it still is the time of din to a certain extent. You see in this week's parsha that it says, Kili yomi moed shiva, animanter al arts. Rashi says, what's a yomi moed shiva? After 120 years of hoichochois and toichochois of Noach to his generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, another 7 days. Why these are the shivas of evil of Mr. Shelach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechake, maybe there will be chois of betshuva. And after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits, he starts sending down the rain. It starts raining just a little bit, that it shouldn't be a torrential downpour, it shouldn't be a deluge, it shouldn't be a flood. And so Kadosh Baruch Hu always waits. We find the same thing about him every single year. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Adin is Rosh Hashanah. And then comes, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yom Kippur, you still have a way out. And then comes, Hashanah Rabbah is the Yom Adin. The Yom Adin really starts a little Hashanah Rabbah and continues till Shmini Atzeres. And then there's Zeus Chanukah. When does it stop? Kadosh Baruch Hu is always waiting. Kadosh Baruch Hu always waits for a mensch to be Chayzer B'tshuva. So now's the time without the lachats really of the Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, but it's still a good time to implement it. That was all before Corona. Then came along Corona, and there's no such thing as routine. Who heard the word of routine or schedule in the last 7 months? Ain't routine. There's no routine. There's no schedule. You don't know what's going to be in 15 minutes. You don't know what's going to be. The government is going to close down or not going to close down. Are they going to let us out? We come back on the Hasa'ah at night. Everybody takes a gasp of breath before we go into Beit HaRelit. Are they going to stop us? Or they're not going to stop us. Go through. They didn't stop us. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Who knows what's going to be? No, there is no routine. But it still is a time that a person could really work on there's a certain kvius, there's a certain routine to a certain extent that a person does have to work on the things that he wants to work on. The difficulty that we have without the routine, so that's the Kreshi Hashibu, that's the 86 years at the end of the 210 years, that makes it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just making it that it's easy for us to be Mekayim, the Gzera of Shibud, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu making it harder. Toiv Echad B'tzar, Mimei Shalei B'tzar. I wanted to just speak about one Nekuda in the Parsha, in Tevas Noach. So Batsim, they were able to be Machnis tremendous amount of animals into Tevas Noach. Out of every single species of kosher animals, Shiva, Ishvi, Ishtoi, and non-kosher, Shtayim, and this all fit into one level of the Teva. Says the Ramban, how did it happen? In fact, Ramban, Lachar, there's no way that they could all fit inside. Zokter, that it was a nais. It was a nais that it was Miut Machzikas Amaruba. Lachar, that's what a Teva is. A Teva, we know that the Yeshivas are Teva, it's the Makom Kodesh. It was the Makom Kodesh. Mufrush from the rest of the world, just like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Eina Arim in Amido. Oyim Dim Tzvufim, Shnachim and Revachim. That's how it was in the Teva. Teva was the Makom Kodesh, and Eina Min Amido, everything was Nechras Bifnim. And God bothered me, so what's the reason why it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a Teva to Noach, and it was Kovash Mayonoi, that he didn't have children until he was 500 years old? So we shouldn't have so many children and have to build so many tevas. Why would we have to build so many tevas? Just put them all inside. If they put in tens of thousands of animals, they couldn't put in a few hundred people? Seems like people are getting along together. I don't know. Wasn't sure. Either way, the shaila is, if that's taka true, that it was taka neis nigla, it was taka neis, that everything should be nechras befnim, so then why did he have to make such a big table? Make a smaller table. He could have built a table. The Empire State Building, Kimdumani, was okay. It's a little bit different, but it's built in a year. Then it wouldn't have to take him 120 years just because it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to make it big enough that it should take him 120 years. He could have made a table much smaller. And Savi Sai, it's a nes. Everything would be nechras befnim. Says Reb Chaskel that every nes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to be ma'at b'nes. That's already said in the Rishonim. Rishonim say, V'yorilach HaShem Esayom B'ruach Azim Kol Ruach Kodim Azim Kol Azim Kol Alayla V'yosem Esayom L'charavo V'yibok Ha'amayim by Kriyas Yamsuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it Ki'ilu there was some sort of hurricane winds that made the Yam split. That's it. The mitzvah is, the Chinuch speaks about this, he said, by the Eish Tomei Tukan Al Mizbeach, that even though Eish was Yaron Shemayim, there's a mitzvah Lahavi Min Ahedit. Why? To be Mayit B'neis. What's the reason to be Mayit B'neis? Why are we trying to be Mayit B'neis? Says Reb Chaskel, the reason why we're trying to be Mayit B'neis is because Neis is from the same Shurish as Nisoyim. Every Neis has to be a Nisoyim. And if you have a Neis Nigla, then it takes away a person's Bechira. Because it's clear that there's Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It has to be that there's always a Makom to say, maybe not. Ruach Kodim Aza Kol Alayla, maybe it was Taka the wind that caused it to split. There's always that escape route to say, no, it wasn't the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If it's so klar, then there's no way out. This is better than the way that Beis Halevi's Masbury says that Vosepis, that we find that in the earlier Duris there were Melumed Benisim, Reb Chanina Ben Doisa, the Gemara says he's Melumed Benisim, and nowadays we don't find it. Mishir Melechem Tzviadlik, Mishir Melechem Tzviadlik, says the Beis Halevi, his little Kunjus Abitochen, and he says the reason is because Reb Chanina Ben Doisa was able to say Mishir Melechem Tzviadlik, Mishir Melechem Tzviadlik, that's why the Chemitz was Madlik. Since by him there was no difference whether or not a Kodesh Baruch Hu causes Shemen to be Madlik or Chemitz can burn just as much as Shemen. Shemen is as much of a Neis as Chemitz is. Everything is Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So it doesn't take away his Bechir when he sees that the Chemitz is going to be Madlik, because the fact that the Shemen is Madlik is also he sees the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And there's no more Chiddush one than the next. However, in the later generations, the later Duris, we don't see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam so clearly. And whereas there's a certain amount of Teva. And we understand Shemen, what do you mean? It's combustible. We all learned science. We know it. There's properties, different properties in Shemen than there is in Chemitz. So of course this one burns and that one doesn't burn. That's all, it's all facade. That's all just to take away the nes that a person should be able to say that it's taken out the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But by SM, everything is every nes, there's the possibility to say it's not the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but the person that really sees clearly sees that it's Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And it's this included that I just wanted to stress, and that is that every person in Batsim has Nisim all the time. What does that mean he has Nisim all the time? What Nisim does a person have all the time? I don't know, but we say it three times a day. In addition to the Tevis, the tremendous amount of Tevis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, there's also Nisim every day. There's Nisim every single day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for a person. What does that mean? What Nisim does a person have every day? So I got to saw a Pirush on the Tefillah that he said that the Nisim ishtels to the Ramban at the end of Boi. The Ramban at the end of Boi says, "Mineo Nisim amefrasanim atabol haker b'Nisim aktanim." That from the big Nisim a person comes to mak in the Nisim aktanim. He says because ain lo adam chilek b'teres moisha until he's makir that ain bechayinu ela teva u'minik shaloylam klal. He says that everything that a person goes through in his life, there's not teva minhagu shalom. Everything is an ace. What do you mean everything is an ace? Everything is an ace. You plant something in the ground, something sprouts. There's a certain amount of teva there. But everything that happens to a yid is an ace. It means that every time that you stub your toe, it's for a reason. And every time that something happens, it's for a reason. Now, can you make yourself crazy to try to figure out every single time? Can you know? Can you not know? That's a different discussion. Some people say yes, some people say no. But, definitely you should try, especially the things that stand out, because the Prophet was sending a message, for sure, a person should try it. But now I'm not talking about the things that hurt. I'm talking about the things, the Nisech, the Nisim and the Tevis of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Not just the Tevis, the person woke up healthy. It's a favor, it's tremendous that the Baruch Hashem, every time that a person eats, Batsam Ibrahim would say that every time that a person eats and everything works out in his digestive system, he digests his food and he's able to pass it on. He says you should really send in his days, a telegram home or an email, SMS home, that I'm safe. Baruch Hashem, the food passed through. He says, you know how much has to happen properly that a food should be able to pass through? He says it's tremendous. But just the nisan that I want to speak about is the hashgacha pratis. There's a tremendous amount of hashgacha pratis that every single person is able to, if you would look for it, able to see. But it's the nais. It's the nais that a person could either be misalim from it and say that it's not the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was a coincidence. It was just terrific that it happened, Baruch Hashem. But it's not really the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not the Hashem really that it's happening. Or you could say, no, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if a person is able to see a yid, everything is ein nes ein teva u'mikra shel olam klal. Everything that happens is hashgacha pratis. I think all for the boss. The daughter wrote the book. Before she left Europe, she asked Reb Chatzkel, what should she take back with her? What's the lesson? What's the yisuri, this eitzah she should take back? So he said to take back this, look for hashgacha pratis in your life. Always look for hashgacha pratis in your life. And that's really, a nes is hashgacha pratis. A nes is where you see the Ribbono Shel Olam clearly. That's what a nes is. There's a nes nigle, and then there's a nes nister. A nes nigle is when it's almost impossible to say Kriyas Yam Suf. You could say, yeah, but the pashtus is that it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then there's a nes nister where the pashtus is, it seems like it's not from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the person that has eyes, he looks at it and he says, no, it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So to look at the hashgacha pratis, and you see it on a, I'm just gonna, I'll mention one thing that I found with the Chabura this week, that somebody called me Matzah Shabbos. He says, I don't understand. He says, I had the whole bein hazmanim to get corona. He says, now I made Avdala, my name is Sam, and I couldn't smell it. He says, the night beforehand I had to get corona. Somebody else emailed me the following morning, and he says, I so much wanted to come to the Chabura. I wasn't in the Chabura in the past. So much wanted to come. I wasn't feeling well. I decided I'm not going to take a chance to come. And he tested, and he tested positive. Two people that a few hours later, had they come, they could have sent out al tiftach. He could have sent out half of the olam. But Baruch Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam was so kind to us that halavai vayter haydo al avar v'tfil al osi. But there's hashgacha pratis. If you yeah, of course. What do you mean? He smelled by the stomach. He didn't smell. So what do you mean? I don't understand. 2 weeks beforehand, he was fine. It could have been a few days afterwards. It could have been. No, if a person looks for hashgacha pratis, then he appreciates his life so much more. He appreciates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in his life so much more. And his connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam becomes all that much more real.